I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll get to Cecil Shorts's five big NFL predictions in just a couple of minutes here. Just to follow up and put a capper on the NFL head coaching power rankings you and I were going through in the previous segment, Rich, from yes. NFL.com, Elliot Harrison. Bill O'Brien, 19th on that list. I think O'Brien is a guy, depending on how you structure your power rankings, can float anywhere from around 12 or 13 down to where he is on this list at 19th. It's all about criteria. We know that there are a handful of coaches that Bill O'Brien's just not going to break through the ceiling against on lists like this because he needs to accomplish more. He needs to win big games. He needs to make deeper runs in the postseason. I say deeper runs. He's won one game in the postseason
one
as
and three.
Head coach. Yeah, so he needs to make a deep run in the postseason. Yeah, and I think
kind of is.
And I think there's, if you look at Bill O'Brien, like I think there's positives, obviously, that you can point to with O'Brien, 2014 and 2015, even 2016 with Brock. You know, getting to 9-7 those three seasons with those quarterback situations is commendable.
Mm-hmm.
How he handled Deshaun as a rookie those six games, as prolific as they were, I think was a blessing and maybe a curse because they weren't as prolific in year two with Deshaun, in part because of an offensive line that everybody in that building needs to work on fixing. And I do think that the guys on that team are motivated. They're professional. They play hard for Bill O'Brien. The team gives great effort all the time, and I don't think you can say that about every team in the NFL. So those are the positives. My biggest concern with respect to the upcoming season, Rich, is that if we're of the belief that the two most important people mm-hmm. on game day for an NFL football team are the quarterback and the head coach, which I believe, and I'm assuming you believe.
Of course, yes.
We know that the Texans play a bunch of really good quarterbacks this year.
That's a fact.
They play a handful of former MVPs. They play a few former Super Bowl MVPs. A
few future Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gauntlet, especially as compared to last season when they went 11-5. I feel confident Deshaun Watson can stand in toe-to-toe with any quarterback on the schedule and play. I just do.
I agree.
He
won't stood toe to toe with Brady. He stood toe to toe with Russell Wilson.
Yeah. He
absolutely.
He may not do it every week, but over a 16 game season, Deshaun Watson's going to be really good. Going to the other part though, the head coach on this power ranking, and again, this is one person's power ranking, but we're using it for this purpose in this segment. 13 of the 16 games on the Texans schedule, the opposing head coach is ahead of Bill O'Brien on these rankings. So they're going to be going against a bunch of head coaches that a slew of them are at least thought to be in the same, if not better, category than O'Brien. And they're going to be going against a few where the head coaching matchup, there's a noticeable difference.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick's number one on this. I'm just going to rattle down the list and go through what O'Brien's record is against some of these head coaches that he's going to be going against here.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Belichick's first on the list. He hasn't beaten Belichick yet. He's 0-4, 0-5, something like that, against the Patriots. Pete Carroll, 0-1 against Pete Carroll. Sean Payton, we'll find out. Actually, he's 1-0 against Sean Payton. He beat Sean Payton in 2015. Andy Reid, they beat Andy Reid one time, but they've lost to him at least two or three times, including a playoff massacre in 2015. Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, lost to them last year. Rams, Sean McVay, lost to them a couple years ago. John Harbaugh, Baltimore Ravens. I need to think about Baltimore. I mean, I'm sure they've played Baltimore since O'Brien. Oh, they lost to Baltimore a couple of years ago when Tom Savage was the quarterback, so I don't know that I necessarily hold that against them. And then they actually beat John Harbaugh with Case Keenum at quarterback O'Brien's first year. Anthony Lynn, Chargers. He hasn't faced Anthony Lynn as a head coach. Mike Tomlin, Steelers. Tomlin's beaten him a couple of times now. And then the top rounding out the top 10 on the coaching list is Mike Zimmer of the Minnesota Vikings. He's 0-1 against Mike Zimmer. The record's not great against these head coaches, and I think it's just another way of – it's just another way of articulating, Rich. Bill O'Brien needs to win a big game this year. He's going to have plenty of opportunities to do that on this schedule.
Right. He is still, even though he's been on the job now for, what, 5 years?
5 years.
Year six, heading into year six, he kind of still has a lot to prove as a head coach, even though he's been given the luxury of being around as long as he has, something not all head coaches are allowed. And I guess it's worth noting that Cal McNair is running the show these days. And, you know, if the Brian Gain firing is any indication that the leash is shorter for these key individuals running this franchise, then, you know, we'll see how much longer he'll be given an opportunity to deliver here. But again, all of this kind of goes back to me wondering, is this the guy you want as your de facto general manager? Has he proven enough even as a head coach? I don't know.
I'm not as worried with respect to the 2019 season. I'm not as worried about him doing GM stuff. I'm more worried about him coaching during the season, the game management,
sure.
the play calling, and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying is fair, but I think it's a separate topic from the 16 games that sit on the schedule.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a whole part of the O'Brien profile for me.
Yeah. So, that list is up on NFL.com. 13 of the 16 games the head coach is ranked on this ahead of Bill O'Brien. If you're wondering, the three that are behind him on the list, Mike Vrabel is 20th. Right behind him on the list.
All right, and his voice may change by then.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to go through with that. Those who don't know, well, they probably know. We just weren't here for it.
That's right.
Mike Vrabel said he'd choppy off his pee-pee if he could win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he'd go chopping broccoli.
Yes, exactly, if he could win a Super Bowl. I liked his line for it. You know, I've been married 20 years. I don't really have use for it anymore.
Unbelievable.
Dude, yes, you do. Vrabel's 20th on the list right behind O'Brien. And then the only other one is Vic Fangio with Denver. And that power ranking, they didn't rank the first-year head coaches.
Okay.
They sort of left them off to the side. So, you know, O'Brien is in chess matches this year with a bunch of chess players.
Yep.
There's no Candyland or Checkers players on the list.
No.
Yeah. Cecil Shorts was on the morning show. Cecil's been on the morning show the last week and a half or so. He sounded really, really good. They did a great segment this morning, I thought, with Cecil and Mike did, where Cecil gave five big predictions on the upcoming NFL season. Rich, I want to go through these one at a time. One of them is really, really going to excite Texan fans if it comes through.
Okay.
Because it's only been done five times in NFL history. We'll get to that one in just a little bit, but here was Cecil Shorts' number five prediction.
My hometown team, the Cleveland Browns, they will win the AFC North. And they will win 11 games this season.
Rich, buy or sell on the Cleveland Browns winning the AFC North at 11-5.
I'm not buying it.
I texted Cecil this morning after the segment. I said, bro, that was a really good segment. I think Rich and I are going to talk about it on the afternoon show. I loved your Texans prediction. And he's like, thanks, man. I said, yeah, your Browns prediction disgusted me. He laughed. He knows I'm joking, although I'm not joking about disagreeing with him, Rich. I'm with you. I think the Browns, I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, we got to pump the brakes a little bit on the Browns.
And here's why. It's a big deal to have a target on your back like the Browns do. I don't think the Browns have a bunch of guys on that roster that all of a sudden know what it's like to be the hunted. You know, even some of the guys they've brought in as free agents. And, well, you know, they brought in Odell Beckham Jr., and that's great. He's a tremendous player. When has Odell Beckham Jr. operated on a team that's the hunted every week? He was on the Giants. The Giants stunk when he was there.
They had a losing record four of his five seasons.
Yeah, and I know Baker Mayfield has accomplished a lot of things at the collegiate level, obviously. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He's a guy who's always been doubted his whole career, became a number one overall pick. I mean, but Baker sure is operating this offseason like he's a dude who's actually accomplished something in the NFL. They were 7-8-1 last year.
Yeah.
Slow down, man.
I totally agree. I think that most people have put the cart ahead of the horse. That's a very talented roster. That might turn into something that the city of Cleveland can be proud of, finally. But we're not there yet.
No. I still think the Steelers are going to win that division this year.
That would be my chalk pick, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think, and the odds makers all agree with Cecil. They all think the Browns are going to win the division.
Oh, the Browns are a very sexy offseason team.
They are. You will not get rich betting on the Browns this year.
Not a chance.
All right, here is Cecil's number four prediction.
I'm saying Phillip Rivers will win the MVP. He will get over the hump, win the MVP, and take the Chargers to the Super Bowl.
All right, Rich.
Wow.
Buy or sell on Phillip Rivers winning the MVP and getting the Chargers to a Super Bowl.
He was very, very good last year.
He's very good most years.
He is, absolutely.
Future Hall of Famer.
Future Hall of Famer for sure. So is he MVP caliber? Absolutely. And, I feel like Anthony Lynn and the Chargers are kind of flying under the radar a little bit. I don't know if part of that is because of that stadium situation, which is ridiculous, in the soccer stadium. But that's a pretty good football team. That could happen. That could actually absolutely happen. I don't consider that a far-fetched prediction.
They were 12-4 last year, and I think the things they have going for them this year. Really talented roster. A lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. I agree with Cecil that Phillip Rivers is a really, really good quarterback. MVP, I'm not sure if he'd be my MVP pick, but he's going to be in the conversation if they're winning football games. For sure, he's going to be in that conversation. Maybe the biggest thing that the Chargers have going for them is if Kansas City, if this Tyreek Hill situation works itself out to where the Kansas City Chiefs are dealing with a suspension for Tyreek Hill, that could make the difference in a few games. Look, they were both 12-4 last year. They had the same record. They just lost the tiebreaker. So it's a good football team. I don't know that I agree with it, but I don't think it's a crazy prediction by Cecil Shorts on that one. Let's hear prediction number three from Cecil Shorts.
Buffalo Bills will have a winning season this year. And Kevin Johnson.
Oh, God.
Kevin Johnson, the former first-round pick out of Wake Forest to the Houston Texans, will have a bounce-back season with the Buffalo Bills.
All right. So my favorite part of that soundbite was Mike Meltzer saying, oh, God.
was Cecil briefly a teammate of Kevin Johnson?
He... Not 2015? Brief, not briefly. Yeah, I mean, a whole season.
Yeah,
2015. He was a teammate.
So he knows him.
Yeah, he was a teammate of Kevin Johnson's in Johnson's rookie year with the Texans.
Look, early on, it looked like Johnson was the right pick here.
And supposedly he's had a good offseason with the Bills so far. I mean, they haven't put on pads yet. You know, that remains to be seen. But
Ed Oliver's very happy about that prediction.
They're saying good things. That's right. Ed Oliver's a Buffalo Bill. I disagree with this one. I don't think Yeah, I don't think Buffalo's having a winning season. I know Josh Allen did some intriguing things as a rookie last year.
Well, and he's the key. I mean, that's if he takes a big leap this year, then it could happen. But I'm with you. I think it's unlikely.
Yeah. I mean, he's just saying a winning season. So can Buffalo be 9-7? They were 9-7 2 years ago under Sean McDermott with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. So could they do it again? Yeah, I suppose they could. I mean, they just need to get to 9 wins to fulfill Cecil's prediction. I just don't think they're going to get to 9. I can't trust a quarterback who's got a 55% completion percentage type of arm. And that's what Josh Allen has.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Here is, you said it, Mike Meltzer. Here is Cecil Shorts' number two prediction. Get excited, Texan fans.
If the receivers of the Texans stay healthy, they will have 3,000-yard receivers. And Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, and Kiki Kuti. I just want to double down on that.
All right, Rich. So when you say 1,000-yard receivers in a season, my first reaction was, oh, my God, that's a lot.
Like, How many times has that happened in the NFL?
Well, I asked myself, I'm sitting there listening to them this morning, I'm like, has that been done before? Like, is Cecil predicting something that's never been done?
Did the greatest show on turf produce that?
They didn't, but five teams have. And the first one was, and I'll go through them very quickly, 1980, the San Diego Chargers, Air Coryell.
Sure.
Kellen Winslow, John Jefferson, Charlie Joyner, all over 1,000 yards. 1989, the year after they won the Super Bowl with Doug Williams at quarterback, with Mark Rippon at quarterback, the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
And the
Ricky Sanders.
The Smurfs, right?
Yeah.
Were they the Smurfs or were they the Fun Bunch? I can't remember. Were the Smurfs the Bronco guys? All right. Art Monk, Ricky Sanders, Gary Clark.
Yes. Ricky Sanders, former Houston Gambler,
I believe. That's right. That's right. 1995, Atlanta Falcons, June Jones and the Run and Shoot. Eric Metcalf, Terrence Mathis, Bert Emanuel.
Jeff George at the controls?
I think it was a Jeff George joint that year. Yeah, Eric Metcalf, Terrence Mathis, and Bert Emanuel. 2004, Indianapolis Colts, Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Brandon Stokely, all over 1,000 yards. And then in 2008, the Cardinal team that at 9-7 made a run to the Super Bowl, Larry Fitzgerald, Anquan Boldin, and Steve Breston. So the ones that are going to... If the Texans are going to do this... The one that it's going to look most similar to, probably, maybe even unfortunately, are probably the teams that did it, but they were hovering around 500, like the Redskins, the Falcons, or the Cardinals, who made the Super Bowl, but they were 9-7 that year. Mike Meltzer brought this up on the heels of this prediction, and I tend to agree. If the Texans are throwing for that many yards this year, it probably means their record is not that good because it means they're throwing the football all over the yard. And we know what about Bill O'Brien, Rich. He wants to run the football.
Right, as much as any coach in the NFL. This is definitely a prediction that could happen. This could absolutely be a reality. I mean,
is health the only thing holding them back from that?
It's the biggest thing holding them back. It's also obviously key that this offensive line is better than maybe we think it's going to be. And it's also key that health, right? If Deontay Foreman stays healthy and provides some quality depth in the backfield, that's going to help a lot.
All right. The last prediction from Cecil Shorts on Mad Radio this morning was this.
Todd Gurley will not have a 1,000-yard rushing this season. And that hurts me because he was my number one pick in fantasy football last year.
Yep.
But I'm just worried about his knee. His knee scares the living crap out of me. The way the LA Rams handled it last year, kind of in a secret way, worries me as well.
I'm with him. Isn't it? And hasn't it been diagnosed as an arthritic knee?
It is.
That doesn't get better. I can tell you from personal experience.
I agree with this one. I'm staying away from Todd Gurley for fantasy. And they drafted the Henderson kid out of Memphis, who was somebody I wanted the Texans to draft in the third round this year. That kid is a good running back. I think Gurley is either going to be banged up or find his way into a quasi-committee this year that's going to bring his numbers down a little
bit. C.J. Anderson did a pretty nice job filling in for him.
He did. He had the benefit of having fresh legs compared to everybody else on the field because they signed him in December. He was also fat, though, so that cancels out the fresh legs.
But he was kind of the James Conner of the West Coast.
He was pretty good, no doubt. All right, so those are Cecil Shorts' predictions, five big predictions. I enjoyed that. That was a good job by him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.